This is The Record on KUOW. All right, music lovers, the Capitol Hill Block Party gets started tomorrow, and it's the 20-year anniversary of the three-day music festival. Seattle DJ Marco Collins is excited about it. He told Bill Radke there are some can't-miss local bands playing this weekend.
The thing that I love about the Block Party is that it's not just national names. I'd say at least half the lineup are local bands. And to me, that's exciting when a festival embraces the local scene as strong as Block Party does. Or like last weekend's Timber Festival. That was almost all local bands. Some really great festivals in this town that you wouldn't get anywhere else.
There's a local band headlining the main stage, Odessa.
Yeah, the biggest Seattle band that nobody knows about. They're an EDM electronic group, a couple of guys from Bellingham, and this is actually their second full-length record. They started in 2012. It's a very cinematic sound. It is very much a part of that EDM culture, but it's fantastic. I recently read an article that they were talking about how quickly the live shows have grown, and not just in Seattle, but all over the world. These guys are world known, you know, and they played 3 sold-out shows at the Paramount last time they were here, and still, nobody talks about them. It's not like you read articles about them being the next big thing, and they already are.
Why do you think they're not getting the pub you'd expect from packing the Paramount?
I don't know, because I think that the appeal is a very youthful appeal, and the folks writing the stories and reporting the news aren't exactly plugged into youth culture anymore. We're more focused on how big Macklemore's gotten, right, than, you know, this group that's taken the world by storm.
Okay, that's Odessa headlining the main stage at the Capitol Hill Block Party. And you want to play us another sound. This is Iska Daf.
Yeah, this is another duo that I just am in love with. They put out, God, I believe this is their second full-length record. They celebrated the release of this record at the Crocodile, and this is a track called Invisible Cities.
Their website says the new album takes the complications of loss, depression, and instability from the bandmates' personal lives and uses it as fuel.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When you meet these guys, you would never think in a million years that they would be writing sort of the dark content lyrically on this record. They're just the nicest, most upbeat guys. And then you listen to this record. And it's interesting to me because they're all over the place in terms of styles, too. One minute they'll put out this strange punk rock song, and then the rest of it, there's definitely pop structure to what they do. There's hooks for days with this get off. Black eyes in the shimmering darkness shine above like chandeliers, and they
never leave me to myself. Tell me more about Iska Daf.
Couple of guys from here in Seattle. They've both been in many other bands, but this combination is sort of a win-win for me. They just recently moved to New York, but it's funny because they'll come back to Seattle and they'll play 4 shows around the Northwest. So they still have all their friends here. They come back to do various jobs here. They've all been employed here, so they'll come back to do these contract gigs. And they are playing the Block Party as well.
That's Iska Daf, and they've just moved away from Seattle. Now here comes this band with a name I like, Car Seat Headrest.
Car Seat Headrest is the project of a gentleman named Will Toledo. He's put out probably 12 albums, lo-fi punk records.
The song's called Fill in the Blank.
You have no right to be depressed, you haven't tried hard enough.
Of this world, yeah. You're into it.
I love it. I can identify with this with these lyrics. Self-deprecation. I'm a fan of indie rock music, but indie rock music that has lyrics like this, I think, is amazing.
I like there's a little depression, but there's some hope because there's self-awareness there.
Who
there's this
is
conversation.
Not depressed in the Northwest, at least a part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just kind of fight your way through it.
You got that's it. There's this try again. Nobody wants to cause you pain.
All right.
You know, but there's well, it hurts. I respect that. With Marco Collins, we have time for one more band playing
yes.
at the Capitol Hill Block Party. Who you got?
This woman, her name is Jess Moni. One word, J-U-S-M-O-N-I. And I saw her get up on stage and just knock the entire place out because her pipes are just incredible.
I'd rather go under with you. Take my hand, explore this deep blue. Go ahead and rock on my way.
But the thing that I find interesting about her is the production that she's working with is all sort of a very surreal hip-hop. It's, you know, the beats are there with this strange sort of dreamy music floating around. And it kind of reminds me of even what Bjork is doing these days. It's not so much about the hook. It's about the feeling.
That was DJ Marco Collins telling you which bands he'll be watching at the Capitol Hill Block Party this weekend. He was talking to Bill Radke. The festival starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. We're tweeting out a link to the schedule now at KUOW.